Oh, it's a great honor. You know, obviously, like I said earlier, with our team, we always focus on playing for the guy next to you. So you really don't care too much about yourself. But to be recognized for the work you've put in all year, I feel very fortunate to receive the award. But now it's time to focus for finals coming up.
And what does that mean in terms of it? Do you have another level to go to? You want to carry this form through now that you're officially the MVP?
I try not to think about that at all. I just want to do my role and play the same way I've played all year. And, you know, the stakes are a little bit higher, but the principle is still the same. So as long as we play Wildcat basketball, we should be fine.
Ross, the fans always, I guess, have conjecture about whether you'll play and that we have different imports each year. Can you just, I guess, reflect on the start of the season and the decision not to look at the NBA and to focus and sign with Perth?
Yeah, definitely. Perth did a lot for me emotionally as well as just the basketball standpoint last year. It helped me bring back my love for the game. And when I was weighing my options this coming year on whether I wanted to return or not, it seemed a pretty easy decision for me. And I didn't regret it at the time, and I feel the same way now. So I'm really happy with what I decided to do.
When you talk about the love of the game, was there a moment there where you thought you'd lost it or you had feelings that...
No, it wasn't that I lost it, but, you know, sometimes when you play overseas and you're far away from home, just a lot of times that could be tough on you mentally and things like that. But once I came to Australia, I fell in love with the game all over again right away, and Australia's always going to have a soft spot for me simply because of that.
People always talk about your shooting is at NBA level. You've played there before. Is there anything in the back of your mind to give it another shot?
Of course. I mean, if the opportunity presents itself, I'd be on the first thing there. But you can only control what's in front of you, and this is where I'm at. I'm happy to be here, and I'm trying to make the most of it.
Were you able to contact your family and let them know about the award?
Actually, as soon as the award ceremony ended, my mom had texted me, so I guess she stayed up pretty late last night watching it. And when I woke up this morning, everybody back home was hitting me up, so it was a pretty good feeling.
What's your interaction with them throughout the season? Do you speak, you know, every day? Are they regular mm-hmm. contacting your family?
Pretty much weekly for sure, at least 3 times a week. But they usually send me a message or two after every game. So it's good to know that I have their support, and they're all anxious for me to get back. But it's not quite time to go home just yet.
We asked Damo the same thing, but when you're training against a guy who's won the best defensive player 6 times, how does that impact on your training?
Oh, it would have felt great if I would have ever scored on him, but, you know, to know that he's the best defensive player ever, that's great. So the second I get a basket, I'll be the first to let you guys know.
And just a quick one, the buzzer beater during the season against Brisbane, was that, I guess, it's so many highlights throughout the year, but can you just reflect on maybe one of those moments as one of the better moments for you for the season?
Yeah, definitely, just because it was a crazy game, and Trice had just hit a potential game winner a couple seconds before that, and that was a big win that we needed. But yeah, that was definitely something I won't forget.
So, Bryce, by the sounds of things, you really want to partner this award, individual honour, with another title. Is that the goal?
Yeah, winning a title is always the goal in general, and that's first and foremost. And considering that this team has had a history of winning championships and have a winning culture, I just want to continue to do my part because I know I'm playing for something that's bigger than myself.
When you first came out here, what was your impression coming out here? Because you've had a very successful year, finals MVP, championship MVP now, mm-hmm. in basically 1 year. What were you thinking when you first came out here compared to right now?
Well, this was the first year professionally that I've ever played for the same team for a second year in a row. So I was just happy to have to be stationed somewhere for sure. And I love playing with my teammates, a great coaching staff. So it just felt like I was going somewhere. I was home away from home. So didn't really think anything. I just thought it was going to be a whole lot of fun being somewhere that I'm familiar with this time.
Just quickly on Danny Clark, to have him in your backcourt as your partner, can you talk about his sacrifices? You look at his numbers. They wouldn't jump out of your page, but what he adds, knowing he's there, taking the best player each game.
Yeah, definitely. It doesn't go unnoticed by you guys or us either. Just the sacrifices that he does. He's willing to get bloody noses, dislocate his fingers. He does everything for us, and he's a tremendous leader. I've been on record saying that before. And I've played for some pretty good leaders before, but he's definitely top of the list for guys I've played with. And anything he tells me, I'm all ears. And I think I speak for the team when I'd say they'd have the same reaction anytime he gets into them.
Now that you're a league MVP,